My name's Addison, and so basically how this sermon is going to work today is I'm going to go first and give a little message, and then we're going to have Megan Venture come up and then Melissa Moon. And so for my mini sermon, I'll be sharing my thoughts on one of the questions we used for our interview video, which was, who would be the hardest person to love for you, and how can you act to show godly love towards them? So if you have your bulletin and a pen, I'd like each of you to take some time and to think about that question. So it's, who would be the hardest person in the world to love? And then you could just think about how you can show godly love towards them. When I think of this answer, there's a range of different choices that come to my mind. My sister asked me this question, and my quick response was like, this girl that I found really annoying in my fifth grade class. But when I thought about it more seriously, I thought about ISIS, human trafficking, people that every day when you hear about their deeds, like your stomach starts to turn. This being said, I feel like the concept of loving our neighbor is one of the biggest downfalls of the Christian society. One of the main reasons Christianity is so frowned upon by the rest of the world. Like any human, we struggle with loving our enemies, so to speak. I feel above all other negative actions and emotions we may feel or act towards them, judging them is the biggest issue. I'm not here to discuss whether judging others is an innate characteristic every human is born with or not, but I am here to tell you why judging others is such an impediment to our relations with non-Christians. Romans 14:10 through 13 says, "You then, why do you judge a brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with such contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God. So then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister." If we truly believe that our role on this earth as Christians is to follow God and to help others do the same, then when we judge others, not only are we committing a sin that in of itself is wrong, we're also creating a greater boundary between God and his lost children. Pointing a finger is easy, but I know I'm not helping the problem either. Judging others is as much of an obstacle in my life as any, but that doesn't mean we don't try to change. I honestly don't know if it's possible to holistically love our neighbors. I struggle with it every day, and it's not any easier when that neighbor is hurting you or others physically, mentally, or spiritually, like an enemy might. But loving them is what God wants, and if we call ourselves Christians, that's what we must do. We're all sinners on this earth. We hurt others just like others hurt us. God forgave us, so why can't we forgive our enemies? God's giving us a second chance, so why don't you give your enemies a second chance? When someone close to you makes a mistake, you forgive them because you love them and you're close to them. Whether we care to admit it or not, our enemies are God's children, just like us, and we should keep that in mind when they make mistakes. But talking about something is easy. Putting those words to action is a very different endeavor. Like with any issue, as a congregation, we need to work through our troubles together by praying for each other, studying the Bible together, and going to church together. If we approach this like any other issue worth working through in our lives, I think we can become brighter lights for the Lord's kingdom. Philippians 2:1-4 says, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one mind, and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but in each of the interests of others." If you take a look back to the names you wrote down, I challenge you to find ways to love them, or at least think before you judge others. This idea of loving your neighbors is something we sometimes don't notice or take for granted in our daily lives. If anything I say today makes you curious or you want to reach further into loving your neighbors, including your enemies, some related verses are posted in the slide above if you're interested. When I was preparing for my mini sermon, I thought about how helpful this would be If I was in the audience and I wanted to continue reading about issues that are dear to my own heart, for me, it's easier to take the next step when there's a map to follow, and I thought some might feel the same way. Thanks for your time, and I hope my mini sermon got you thinking. Next up is Megan.